media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob, how are we doing today?
Doing just fine. Congratulations on yet another playoff berth. But before we talk about what's ahead, let's talk about what happened Saturday, which was a big 24-21 win in your rivalry game to keep the Bryce Cal Musket in Durham. Give me your impressions on what your team did well Saturday.
Well, finished the game. You know, played a game for four quarters, responded to some adversity early in the game, and just kept playing and playing. It was a typical Maine, New Hampshire football game, you know, physical, you know, everybody going after each other, both teams playing pretty well. Great atmosphere up in Orono. Just credit the kids. They kept playing, found a way to win in the fourth quarter, and had a hell of a drive at the end of the game to get the winning field goal. Ran the ball pretty well against a very good Maine defense, and did a good job on defense in the second half.
How important was it for your team, not only important to get into the playoffs and the rivalry and all that, but to bounce back after that disappointing loss at home to Albany and get some momentum going into the playoffs?
Wow, you know, it was huge. And believe me, when you're in that situation, you got to hope that your kid's character and the resiliency shines through. And that's just what happened. You know, very good football team in Albany. Beat us pretty good. And we got to bounce back, and we did it in a nice way. The great thing is you had something that was tangible on the wall in the locker room to point to every day, saying, look, guys, this is what you want to play for. This is what you want to win for. Don't worry about anything else. Worry about taking care of this. And I think our guys did a great job of putting that type of focus into the game.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You mentioned the big drives on the offense, and they were led by Adam Reese. Trevor Knight gets her early. Talk about the effort Adam gave for you, and then, you know, maybe the situation going in this weekend.
Well, Adam came in, and, you know, he's a fifth-year senior. He started games for us. Unfortunately for Adam, there's been some good quarterbacks here at UNH during his career. The thing that we've always talked about, and I've always been extremely pleased about with Adam, is that he has done his job getting ready like he's the starter every week. He's gone in the JMU game, had a hell of a fourth quarter, went back in the Albany game, had two plays, executed both of them. Not only is he good enough to do that, the great thing about the way he handles himself is that our kids know that he's going to be able to come in and help us win football games. And that's a huge thing for the confidence of the program, the confidence of the kids in the program, to have in our senior captain. And my hat goes off to the kid. He stayed the course here, did a hell of a job, and got us a win on Saturday.
You also got a big game from your running back, Dalton Crossan. Got a banged up week ago, but comes back, and 163 yards and the touchdown that tied the game at 14. Just talk about his performance last week.
Well, you know, it was so sad that he didn't get the opportunity to play in his last home game here at UNH against Albany, because he was practicing unbelievable and he was off to a great start in that game. Thank God, you know, I think we did the right thing with the protocol and everything worked out. He got an opportunity to play. In the second half, he was as good as any running back in the league. He had a great forward lean, made some cuts, ran away from some people. He caught the ball. He blacked, he passed pro, he did everything we've needed him to do, and more so everything we asked him to do. Did a tremendous job in lifting the team.
All right, we've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us. Pasha.
Hey, your question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Evan Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Chris Barrett, how you doing?
Doing great, Chris. How you doing today, bud?
Doing great. Congratulations on the big playoff streak you guys are having. That's great that you guys are 13 straight years in the playoffs. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, man.
Talk about Lehigh. What do you see on film? I know they play a lot of Lehigh. Talk about them. What do you see early in getting ready for them?
We've watched them, and they're a dynamic football team offensively. They do a terrific job. You know, you watch the way that they spread the field. You watch how they stretch people out with their run-pass option offense. Quarterback, you know, is very. They have two very good quarterbacks to start with, and Shafanski. I don't know how to say it yet. I know I'm going to learn how to say it. Is a kid that has extremely amount of mobility, can move and win with his feet. Plus, he can throw from any angle. He does a hell of a job. The receivers, we know the Pelletier kid, he's a New Hampshire kid that we recruited. He's a terrific athlete, big, strong kid. I'm really impressed with Knopf, the slot receiver they have there. He's very athletic, quick, gets open and runs with the ball after. And, you know, their kid Casey, the other receiver, he's good. So there's three really good ones there. Then their running back, Bradley Owen, is something special. You know, you watch him. Reminds me a lot of a former player here, Chris Setien. You know, he's 5'11", 215, strong, powerful, and he's athletic and fast and does some really good things. So offensively, they are going to stretch our defense. We're going to have to play well to keep in front of us. Defensively, they keep getting better. They got the ability to run to the football, and Calislo is their best defensive football player getting to the ball as a linebacker.
The Patriot League, they don't get a lot of respect. It seems like they're a very good conference. They got good teams. They got, like, Georgetown and football and all that stuff, and plus Lehigh. Do you think are they an upcoming league in your mind?
Well, I know what they can do. They beat us last year in the playoffs, Chris. And believe me, everybody's in tennis here in Durham are on high support here, man. We know what's got coming into this stadium on Saturday, and we know what the Patriot League is. There's no disrespect to that league. It's a good football league. We have had tremendous games with Lehigh, Colgate, Holy Cross. You know, we're going to have to play hard. We're going to have to play really well to beat this football team, and we better be ready to play.
Well, I want to wish you and your family and the organization a happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that, Chris. You two guys down there in Baltimore, man.
Sean, talk a little bit about the defensive effort from your team Saturday. A couple of big interceptions, especially from a couple of young guys who really are coming in their own, and Pop Lacey and Isaiah Perkins.
Pops was huge, to be honest with you, Rob. You know, in the first half, we were reeling down 7-0. They were moving the ball, stuffing us pretty good. Came out after a punt, and they went play action. He broke downhill, made a great pick, picked it, made a nice run, did a good job getting in the end zone, gave us some life, you know. And then Pert's interception late in the game, you know, they went after us late in the game with some deep balls, and he defended two out of the three of them extremely well. One he intercepted, one he knocked down, and the third one, Mike Wright and Danny Collins just made an unbelievable throw and catch. And, you know, the kid's getting better. He's getting his opportunities, learned. He's a, you know, redshirt freshman playing in the game, and went out and kept playing. Him and Lacey both have gotten better as the year's gone along.
How much does it mean to have that streak at 13? And I know you may not talk about it a whole lot, but it's got to be quite a sense of pride for you and your guys. How much did it mean to see your name come up on that screen yesterday?
What it meant to me was that a lot of guys' hard work over the past year paid off. When you're in that locker room and you're not sure, you know, and you're watching the reaction of kids in there, you're just so proud of the effort and everything that they give to you, and to keep a tradition going is one thing, but more importantly, to make a statement on who they are and keep being part of that legacy is something that I really take great pride in. I was just so happy for the kids.
As you head into the playoffs, how much does the week-to-week grind in the CAA, you've obviously been through this drill many times before, how much does playing in the CAA prepare you for what you're getting ready to start in this tournament?
Our guys in this league have to be ready, you know, week by week, game by game in this league from top to bottom. You know, for most of us, you know, looking at it, we've been in some type of playoff mode, you know, probably since the middle of the season on, knowing that you win this one, you lose that one, you win this one, you might not be going to the dance. And, you know, our league, with the types of teams that you play, you have a physical team like Albany with 12 personnel. You have a 11 and 10 personnel spread out team like JMU. Then you have a terrific team like Villanova with you know, a great sense of defense and playing that way. And you look at Richmond with the ability they have. Those teams prepare you. They sharpen you for the fire and get you ready to go when you get into the playoffs.
Well, I'll let you go. We've got one more media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Foster.
Sure.
And your question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, I know you're just talking about the strength of the CAA. So I was kind of wondering, when you initially saw the bracket, I know you have to worry about Lehigh first, but a possible second-round matchup with JMU, do you like, do you not like?
I'll love to be in Harrisonburg. You know what I mean? We're not even thinking about that one. But, you know, you go and take it. You take a breath after Saturday night. Look where you're going to. The only good thing about it is we know who they are. The bad thing about it is they're really good. So we got to worry about this one and take care of it and worry about going on after it, man.
Makes sense. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
All right, Coach Mack, thank you for your time today, and good luck this Saturday, and we will switch over and get Casey on the call.